Good afternoon. I'm Steve Hammond with a WBOC News Update. Russia has fired more than two dozen missiles at Kyiv, attacking the Ukrainian capital for the first time in 6 weeks and sending panicked residents flooding into the relative safety of the subway system. Air defense has shot down all 31 of the missiles early this morning, though officials say the falling wreckage still damaged apartment buildings and injured 13 people. The attack happened a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin threatened to respond in kind to recent Ukrainian aerial attacks on the Russian border region of Volgograd, which Russian officials say have killed civilians there. With the violence in Haiti still escalating, the U.S. is preparing for an influx of migrants, and Florida is ground zero. Governor Ron DeSantis is now beefing up security throughout the Sunshine State, deploying more than 250 additional officers and soldiers. There's also greater focus right now on getting stranded Americans out of Haiti. Yesterday, the State Department conducted its first helicopter rescue. They say there's still about 1,000 Americans stranded in Haiti. It's not clear yet when they're going to be brought home. And a new bill in Delaware is looking to help first responders and delivers a heavy cost to violators. House Bill 329 would increase fees for those who fail to give the right-of-way to emergency service vehicles, $500 for a first offense, $1,000 for a second, and $2,000 for all subsequent offenses after that. Have a good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for choosing WBOC. I'm Steve Hammond for WBOC News.